Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 3-2-1. Let's get this cleared up. He says, did Dawson just say he hopes Eagles fans kill themselves? That's wild. And no, I didn't. I said I hope none of them hurt themselves, but yeah. It would be interesting to see if the reactions can get any more crazy than they did after a Monday Night Football. If they lose to the Raiders, that might be an all-time crash out for Bird Turds fans up there in Philadelphia. Okay, I got some C-note here for you. Cowboys news of the evening. We got bold predictions. We got keys to victory. Before we get there, let's go to Ed Werder's Twitter account. The quote from Clayton Adams, who spoke with reporters this week, on the lack of run game efficiency. And if you missed the stat Chief had a couple of days ago, the Cowboys' run game efficiency in the last 3 weeks collapsed to 30th in the NFL. Jeez. So maybe that's due to the competition. If they just had a bad week, Clayton was asked about it, said there was not really any explosiveness to it. And I think that one of the things that we pinpointed after the Lions game was just finishing blocks. And the last 5% is what we've talked to the players about. So hopefully that is better. I don't think this Cowboys team has much of a chance of going anywhere if that trend continues, the run game. And, you know, maybe it's an opportunity to reevaluate how you feel about not only Javonte Williams, but the offensive line and Clayton Adams here. And they got four games to go. We need to see this be as good as it was to start the year.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a huge sticking point for the rest of the season, like what's happened here, because since the bye week, and you had the pop-up, they actually, from a success rate standpoint, where you're just consistently getting the necessary yards to move the sticks, doesn't really account for the explosive nature of your rushing attack. The last time they had one that would make you proud was actually versus the Cardinals. But then it's just been in the 40, 29%, 23%, and then 33% versus Detroit. Like, that's been the trend here as of late since the bye. It's just like they're not getting the consistent, hey, on first down, you're going to go ahead and get 40% of the yards to go on first down. On second down, you're going to get 60% of the yards to go. And then on third down, you're going to get 100% of the yards to go. That's how you calculate the success rate, just keeping ahead of the sticks here. And they haven't been able to do that. And they were fortunate versus the Chiefs to have the big Malik Davis run. But in that game, they were 23% success rate. Like, that's god awful. You need to be well above 40 for sure.
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, Clayton Adams did catch the league off guard doing something different here than the Cowboys have been doing early in the year, and now the league has kind of figured it out, and it's going to be, I think the onus becomes on the talent of the team now to tip the scales back in your favor. But I won't rule out the possibility they have a tremendous amount of success here with the opponents left on the schedule. Okay, let's go to Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. Keys to victory, number one, I believe Wolchuk was talking about this earlier. End Aaron Jones' hot streak against the Cowboys. He has averaged 122 yards per game and two touchdowns against the Cowboys on average in three regular season and a postseason game against the Cowboys. He's had their number and now comes to visit with a different team in the Vikings. Through nine games this year, he's only rushed for 376 yards on 81 carries, so he's still getting over four a pop, and he's not even the main guy there. It's forget the guy's name. Jordan Mason.
Yeah, who they got from San Francisco. And Aaron Jones got hurt, and Mason kind of was able to take over that spot. But it definitely is something to, when he shows up at AT&T Stadium, he turns into his best self.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, but this is, you know, something that we're excited about, having Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark and Osa. But as Detroit showed you, like, it's no guarantee. You still need to go out there and play super hard. And Osa, I think, is a vulnerability. You take Clowney off the field, and there's just too many holes still in that defensive line.
The hope is Clowney comes back. I mean, the Cowboys now moved up to 20th in terms of rushing defense. I will say the Chiefs are at 7, the Lions are at 10. So you did just play two top 10 run defenses, so I hope that is more why, okay, you struggled really to run the football. The Vikings, the 22nd run defense, so you certainly, this should be a better chance to do better in that regard. But yeah, I like the matchups the Cowboys have inside versus the three of Minnesota. I mean, I like Donovan Jackson, but he's been banged up. I think he's going to be good to go. Christian Darrisaw, their left tackle, who Brian pointed out doesn't quite look like the same version of himself, he's banged up and is questionable. So the hope is you're able to get after it where you couldn't against Denver. Maybe this is a good game for, if you get Clowney back, Donovan Ezeraku, and then hopefully Quinnen Williams can dominate inside.
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise that Quinnen Williams was not on the field when David Montgomery cranked out a 35-yard touchdown run on you.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I do want to be confident about the Cowboys. Obviously, I was very confident going into the Detroit game, but so many things shifted there, whether it was the middle of your defensive line, the lack of pass rush, the lack of protection for Dak. Like, these guys are going to bring it. The Minnesota defense blitzes a lot because they have to. You know, it's not who they are fundamentally to be strong against the run or to win a lot of matchups one-on-one. So they bring the pressure, and how they handle that is going to be massive. Number two on Tommy's list here, Cowboys.com, need to capitalize on turnover opportunities. Accuracy's been an issue for J.J. McCarthy. I think Chief gave us the stat early in the week. Brian's film study, he was just dumbfounded on how McCarthy's missing some of these throws. His minus 6.2% completion percentage over expectation is second worst in the NFL among quarterbacks with at least 200 dropbacks. It's hard to believe somebody's worse than that. His minus 106.4% win percentage added is the fourth worst among quarterbacks in the NFL. So the Cowboys will have their chances against J.J. McCarthy if they can make him uncomfortable. The good news is McCarthy has especially struggled against zone. When facing it, completing just 57.5% of his passes for 5.8 yards per attempt, the lowest and third lowest ranks in the NFL. And the Cowboys have used zone right now on 80.6% of their defensive snaps. Number three, a key that we've been talking about throughout the day, continue to beat the blitz at a high level. Dak has consistently done a good job of getting the ball out quickly against the blitz. Thursday, he explained that a lot of it had to do with preparation during the week. 10 years of experience under his belt. Like, I don't even know why you blitz veteran quarterbacks who are Pro Bowl or All-Pro level. He's seen things very well. Third in the NFL in passing yards against the blitz. Second in completion percentage at 68.3 to go with just 9 touchdowns and 2 picks. Seriously, why do teams blitz veteran quarterbacks that are as good as Dak?
I mean, I think part of it is just teams are built from an identity standpoint defensively to kind of be that aggressive style. And so they just want to go ahead and be consistent with that. And if you don't feel like you can consistently get pressure with 4, then the quarterback's going to slice and dice you all game. I think with the blitzing, you can at least try and you're going to be more volatile, but can we create 1 or 2 big type of splash plays where, hey, maybe most of the game he's got us locked in, but like when you look at the Chiefs game, the first drive, they do the blitz and there's the interception. It's a quick touchdown to start the game for the Chiefs. Now, the rest of the game, Dak was nails against it, but you're just kind of looking for a couple of big plays and that could be the difference in the game.
Makes sense. Okay, we got 3 hours down and 2 to go. It's a Friday quitting time. Crack them if you got them at 877-881-1053. It's time for What You Drinking
and What You Thinking
here on 105 Through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't.
You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.